Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
No.
No, I'm not in the least.
DQ made the Falcons his bitches for the evening.
He sure did.
And he got the game ball. They usually give the game ball to a player. They give it to him. I was like, oh, hell no.
It's just like when we think we get to the most embarrassing this team could ever get, they just take it up to another level of embarrassment.
Yeah, 2 years in a row, man. It was last year with the onside kick, and then this year with just the butt spanking at the hand of DQ.
Yeah, and that's just one team that's doing it to us. We don't talk about all the other shit. Yeah. That's just one team.
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast with Rock, Hoop, Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
What's up, what's up, what's up, and welcome to the What's Up Falcons podcast. I'm your boy Rock in the house, and I'm joined with my main man Q in the house. What's going on, Q?
Fellas, y'all all right?
Yeah. We're good.
Okay.
We didn't.
Making sure that loss didn't make y'all need to take a break like Calvin Ridley or something, so.
No, man. You know, I didn't go out to the strip club tonight before the game started, so I'm good. And we're also joined with my boy from all the way over on the West Coast, that have been a notorious vidmaker, Mr. Aries Falcon. What's up, Aries?
Yeah, man, I tried to hang myself on the rope. It broke, so I can't win or nothing.
Oh. Too soon all the way around, Aries, but it's all good. Oh, man. All right, man, and I don't think Hoop is going to be with us tonight, and keeping it sexy is MIA still, 2 years in a row now?
Well, he was on one show not too long ago, but I'm worried about him.
Somebody need to check up on that man.
Oh, he keeps sending us texts on our text chain, so on our chat tank, whatever it is.
The other one, the other day, he sent one at like 6 in the morning. I'm like, man.
So, I don't know what's going on with him, but he's a busy man, so, we'll see. Maybe he'll do us a solid and do a guest appearance. But, hey.
I'll wait for that.
Exactly. And I want to thank everybody for checking us out here at the What's Up Falcons podcast. Thanks for joining us. And always remember, you can hit us up at Twitter with your questions at What's Up Falcons. You also can check us out exclusively at Armchair All American. And you also can send us a text, man, at 770-268-0555. And we'll read it if you send it, or voicemail or whatever. And all right, man, we'll go ahead and get into this very, very special episode of the What's Up Falcons podcast. You know how there's been those very special episodes of different shows back in the day when Arnold got molested?
Oh, my goodness.
I feel the same way. I feel Falcons fans have been molested by some creepy guy, man, because shit's fucked up.
Yeah, somebody should have called the police, because what happened Sunday was illegal.
That was illegal. And there's a lot more that's illegal, but that's the latest illegal, Aries. But to quote the great Grady Jarrett, man, we got whipped. We got whipped bad, man. I mean, one of the worst whippings this team has seen in a while. Wouldn't y'all agree?
Almost.
Yeah, 40 points. That's
the
crazy.
Highest scoring offense to just 14 points.
That's definitely, man.
Well, at least in the Super Bowl, you fought back for a little bit.
Right, exactly.
No, they fought. It's like they threw the first punch, but I mean, after the second half, that was it.
Yeah, but the Super Bowl, they were dominating for at least 2.5 quarters. There was no domination.
This right here is like somebody gave him GHB and they was just like,
yeah. Did someone tell them?
Got date raped.
Someone slipped him a roofie in a drink or something at that strip club.
Yeah, Bill Cosby must have been there or something.
They got cops.
They got cops.
This is for my man, DQ.
DQ. Yeah, man. So if you guys hadn't seen it, yeah, the Falcons fell to the Cow. I can't even call them the Cowgirls, what they did to us.
We gotta call them the Cowmen.
Yeah.
At least for a week.
Yeah, we gotta put some respect on it. Yeah, man. They came in and murdered. Well, we went there and they murdered us in their house. We only got 3 points, y'all. We didn't score one damn touchdown. And if it wasn't for Koo, it would have been 43-0. Just think about that, man. This team would have got blown out if it wasn't for Koo.
And that was a disgraceful performance.
Where
in my
did it all go wrong? Oh, I know. It was one play that was like the turning point, and it was too early on in the game to be the turning point.
Yes.
We never rebounded, man.
No, man. And this is how embarrassing it was. Fucking Greg Olsen and I don't know who the other commentator was, but there was like, it's like playing Madden on easy.
We threw that game. Yeah. We gave it away.
Yeah, they did say that. I was like, man, come on.
Now, when they're saying that about your team, there's a problem.
That's embarrassing.
That's beyond embarrassing, Aries. We've embarrassed ourselves plenty of times. That is beyond embarrassing.
For sure. I thought for sure somewhere after the third quarter we were going to switch and get a different game just because there wasn't anything to watch here, but they stuck with it and we just sat through all that. I was like, yeah.
Well, actually, they didn't. In some markets, they did switch.
Yep. A friend of mine who's a Cowboys fan said they turned the game off where he was at.
Yep. So I think it was only here, man, locally, that they kept the game going because it came close to what you said used to say, Q. But if we weren't careful, they'll start blacking some games out.
Oh, yeah, that's if you don't sell out the stadium, at least 50% of them blacking out, yeah.
Even I don't think they're going to do that anymore, but this is pretty close to it.
They'll still do it now.
You think so? Do they do that to any team? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if any teams are not selling out 50%. But they'll either put on another game in a different market, or you'll turn to the channel like back in the day and it'll be black and it'll say, no broadcast here at this time. Like, oh, shit.
That's weird. I mean, I don't think they would do that in this digital age. So much content's coming out. But I wouldn't put them to put another game on, but that's crazy that we're even...
Well, it's how they get people in that market to go to the game. So that's how, it's kind of like, well, you won't go to the game, so we're not going to let you watch it at home. So, it's kind of how that works.
Well, whatever it is, it's fucked up.
Now in this stage, in this day and age, though, you got so many teams that have people that travel. And,
Exactly.
Atlanta being a melting pot, no matter who we're playing, no matter who's in town, season ticket holders can sell their tickets if they're not going to the game, make money and fill the stadium up that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably one of the biggest reasons why this state or city is a big corporate city, as far as when we go to the games, there are other people there, like you were saying, and a lot of corporations that have their tickets and stuff, That could be part of the reason. But the Falcons got beat down by the Cowboys. It's going to be a short week, but... We can talk about this.
I mean, literally, we're going to take the field. We'll be taking the field in like 48 hours from now.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, there's not much about this game that's, if any, that was good. But we'll run through it quickly and just talk about the issues that we have, man. So we'll do a special edition of the good and bad and ugly. We'll do a who does that edition of the good and bad and ugly. And it's not going to be a lot of goods, but there's a lot of bad and ugly. So this is a pretty silly question, but Aries, was there anything you saw that was good?
Let me think about it. No.
What about that offensive line that held up last week?
No.
No, they were switched out, you know, with a bunch of random fans because that wasn't the same front line.
No. What about the defensive backs?
They weren't even on the damn field.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Did special teams make any plays?
Not that I can recall. I mean, no.
Okay. Shit. Well, it don't sound like a whole lot of good to me then.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Q. Anything good?
It would have been good if they switched to that Tampa game or a different game or something. That would have been good.
I hear you, man. Hey, the only good that I can even begin to muster up about that game was John Waku. He's a reliable good. If you ever need a good, bet on Ku. Except for that one time.
Yeah.
that one time
we needed. Nah, he still was just. I don't know. I mean, he made that one field goal, and then they come back out and go for it on fourth down, which I didn't understand.
I didn't understand that, and I felt like that was the game changer right there. I think maybe if you punt it,
yeah,
maybe it would have been different, but that right
they
there.
They were in field goal range. They could have kicked the field goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, man. A lot of questionable stuff, man. A lot of questionable stuff. All right, well, let's go to bad. Q, what was your first bad? I'm not asking if you have any bad. I know you have bad. What was your first bad?
My first bad, it seemed like early on we were getting beat by just one player, one wide receiver.
Right.
He was putting on the whole show, Lamb.
Yeah.
I mean, I could understand that first early touchdown, but after a while, he just started kind of going off. I'm like, you know, is anybody covering this dude? Is anything happening?
Yeah. Just sad. Sad.
Zeke didn't do much. I guess if I was going to say if there was a good, I mean, Zeke didn't do much, but I was watching the game with a Cowboys fan, and he said Zeke ain't been doing much anyways.
Zeke didn't have to do much.
Yeah.
It was all Lamb and Coop.
Yep.
Yeah, but you would think after a while when the score started, you know, getting out of control, you'd be handing it off more to run out the clock and Zeke would have done something. But I don't think Zeke's that great of a quarterback. I mean, a running back anyways, though. But that's a whole nother story for another podcast.
Well, Aries, give me one of your bads. I know you have at least one.
Going for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
the interception that just slipped through his hands.
The
drop catch that would have put us in range for a touchdown.
Yeah,
I mean, hey, Aries, I can keep going all night, but you know,
Aries, do you remember the score when we went for it on fourth and seven?
It was 3-7.
That's what I thought too. So
yeah, it was 3-7.
I felt like they were kind of jumping the gun to even think about that so early on.
Yeah.
I mean, you kick the field goal and Ku makes it, like, more than likely he would have. It's a one-point game and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, my bad, man. Shit, what did I pick, man? I mean, so much of it to go around. I mean, I would go ahead and put it on what we call our running back, Mike Davis, man. I mean, did we get sell a bag of eggs or something with this dude? I mean, was he that bad? I mean, has he fallen up that bad, or is this our culture?
Don't, don't talk too bad about him, because now Patterson's out, so that means we're gonna have to really rely on this dude. So don't talk him down too bad.
I'm not gonna talk him down too bad, but I gotta just bring it up because, you know, we brought him in because I guess he had some good seasons with the Panthers.
A good season when McCaffrey went down, he picked up the slack, and so everybody thought, okay, this might be the dude that needs a shot.
Yeah.
It appears that we could be doing better right now with Freeman starting.
Yeah. Freeman, or you know what? I'm going to say this. I'd rather have kept Todd Gurley for another year. If he would have took the money.
But if Freeman got brought back with the way he's running that ball out there in Baltimore, he would definitely be putting up bigger and better numbers than Davis right now.
Well, why are you hating on at least one more year with Gurley?
Nah, he didn't do nothing. Nah,
those knees, man. Those knees was too bad, man.
You don't play him on every run, though. Just when you need that a few yards, man. Todd was at least good for that, you know?
I thought that was a game plan last season.
Right, and no. He's just too worn out. That's why after he left us, that was it for him. He's like, okay, I quit.
Nah, I think Todd could have used him sparingly, and we would have. I think better than what we got going on right now. We could have had Cordell, who is pretty much our running back. You know, Cordell is, and I think Freeman could at least. I mean, not Freeman, but Gurley could have at least gotten us two TDs. And I know if Hoop was here, he would agree with me.
Of course, he would agree with you because he was a Todd Gurley fanboy.
But nobody's a bigger Todd Gurley fanboy than I am, but I know them knees, man. I'm glad he's sitting out right now. I'm glad the brother can still walk another two or three seasons, man. Who knows what his quality of life would have been like at such a young age.
He ain't gonna be able to walk in another two, 3 years, I tell you that much.
All right.
Arthritis is gonna hit.
Oh, no, he's already got it. I think he has two surgically repaired knees, so he's already got it in one. Yeah. That was a laughing joke about why the Rams let him go.
Well, all right, let's go to the ugly. Aries, come in ugly.
The final score.
Yeah, good ugly. Very good ugly. That's beyond ugly.
that's it right there. That final score. That's the ugliest thing of that whole entire game.
That was the worst beating that any team got all weekend long.
Although other teams did get blown out, but still, that was just ugly.
I don't think anybody got blown out by 40.
Right.
No, not by 40.
And that's unacceptable. Yeah. That should be unacceptable to get blown out like that. Q, what was your ugly?
My ugly is I just feel bad for Arthur Smith. Right. You know, you're playing the old coach. You think your boys will show up and be like, hey, we're gonna go out there and win this one for you, beat up on our old coach and show the world we're in a better position with this new coach.
Right.
Instead, man, Dan Q made the Falcons his bitch for 3 hours. I was like, oh no. And he got the game ball.
Got the game.
He cued the game ball.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hey, he deserved it.
That's one game ball he gonna cherish for a long time. That's gonna hang up in his mantle. That's going in his library.
After the game, I heard Arthur Blank went up to DQ and was like, hey, I know, you know, is there a possibility you might want to come? I mean, next season, think about it, DQ.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Nah, he's got better personnel.
Yeah.
Arthur was like, hey, see, this chubby-looking college guy is not getting it done, see? We need your back. Hey.
Yeah, fuck FedEx.
Hi, talk, see?
Yes. But, I got a strong echo with somebody. I guess it's you, Aries.
I'm getting it now from you, Rock. Only person is when I hear you talk.
Really? How about now?
They went away.
Yours went away too. So it wasn't Aries. He's one of us. All right. What's my ugly, man?
No, now it's back.
Now it's back. It must be Eric.
Yeah, it's probably me. Hold on.
Just give me a minute to think about my ugly. Well, my ugly man is just this team went to Dallas and put up a performance like this. I mean, they should all be very embarrassed to even remotely get beat down like this from a team they play on a regular basis. That defense should be really ashamed for what they did. Now I'm going to say this, and I heard it on Twitter. I don't know if it's true or not, but one of the Falcons fans on Twitter that I follow said that she heard from someone from Dallas, it could be all made up, that about 20 Falcons players the night before went out to a strip club party.
Yeah, that's facts.
That's true.
No, it is.
So, you know, if that's true.
Yeah, but they probably do that in every city, though.
It could be.
I mean, Allen Iverson was an alcoholic and, you know, got drunk every night and then showed up on game day the next day and balled out. So
because he's a baller. You
can't look too much into that.
Yeah, you can't because he's a baller and he's one person. You got a squad of people, of players that y'all are barely winning games. It's not like y'all balling out of control. And y'all going to go to Texas and go to the strip club the night before the game.
And you know then, what, though? I don't believe that. I don't believe that because of the COVID protocols right now.
But naked.
Unless they was all up in there wearing masks, then how you know they were Falcons players?
Well, Q, we're in Texas. We're talking about Texas. So COVID doesn't exist in Texas, as you know. There are no protocols and mandates in Texas.
I forgot. COVID doesn't exist in Texas.
Exactly.
You're right.
Exactly. So they can pretty much do what they want to do. It's 2019 in Texas. So, I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. Ari seems to be co-signing on that.
Oh, yeah, that's straight facts. I heard that multiple times.
Yeah,
like they went out to the strip club, which I'm pretty sure why they play so fucking horrible. They retired and broke.
Yep, exactly.
Spread eagle on her back.
There's a team curfew. You have to be back for the curfew. So even if you went to the strip club, you still made it back to get your sleep.
Yeah, but this is a curfew. But I mean, I'm pretty sure some of them like snuck out.
Right. Who said that? Someone, I heard someone say that recently. Oh, Shannon Sharp said, "Yeah, we had a curfew. That means that when they come back and check you on you at the curfew, you're there. You made curfew. Then you leave." That's probably what happened.
But I've heard things have changed now. Now I heard, you know, especially after Mike Vick, I heard that now that NFL provides personal security to kind of keep an eye on the players, make sure they're not doing anything crazy.
I doubt that was the case.
Right.
I highly doubt it. Yep.
I'm not going to believe it. I see the pictures start circulating. So anybody that got some pictures.
Right. Send them to the What's Up Falcons podcast at What's Up Falcons.
I see it. Yeah. If I see AJ Terrell, if I want to know, let me see.
Well, AJ had a pretty decent game, but I mean, you know,
they don't take him to the strip club. You're too young.
Just those defensive players, they know they shouldn't have their ass up in the damn strip club for what? So, yeah, that's some bullshit, man. And you're going to come out and play like that.
Spread eagle on her back.
Do you forget you had a game? You thought you were already in the playoffs? What the hell?
Creed ain't nothing but naked.
Maybe it means these guys have officially checked out for the rest of the season.
That's a good question, man. I mean, to put let them DQ, of all people, put up 40 points on you. The same guy we ran out of town because he couldn't put up any score on anybody else, and you let him do that. That's
well, you let DQ hold you to 3 points is the most embarrassing part about it.
Yeah, that you hold. Yeah, exactly. That's just not a good look, man. Not a good look, Arthur Smith. You should have you got to put a little tighter leash on your team, man. If they're, you know, make them earn
playoffs,
you know, off the field activities or whatever.
Yeah, after they beat the Jaguars, they can go.
I guess he thought they did since they beat the Saints like that. But, I mean, they barely beat the Saints. It wasn't like a beatdown, but Well, hopefully he's learned his lesson as a first-time head coach.
Hey, the good thing is, though, is, you know, Tampa lost, the Saints lost, but Carolina with Superman with the shit naps. Oh,
they look strong.
Why Cam Newton took off that helmet after he scored that first touchdown? I don't know.
So how long?
And then in the press conference, he was talking about, I was eating cereal a week ago. I'm like, man, what is wrong with this fool? At least he didn't have on one of those outrageous outfits with that goofy ass top hat, looking like a big ass.
He was close to it.
Yeah,
he was close to it.
So then he took out his phone and took a selfie in the press conference. I'm like, man, what is wrong with Cam? They're gonna get rid of his ass quicker than he got there.
Exactly. When did this all just go down with him coming back to the Panthers? I didn't even know it until way after it was over.
It went down on Thursday. It went down on Thursday. Okay. And he scored two touchdowns on Sunday.
So they brought him back on Thursday, and he played Sunday.
Well, they signed the contract and did all the stuff behind the scenes on Wednesday. He arrived on a plane on Thursday.
Okay.
And was on the field on Sunday in a small capacity, but he put up, you know, two touchdowns, one passing and one running.
Right. So they think that's the answer. You think he's got it back together?
I mean, it's a better answer than what they got going on right now because their starter's out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, fellas. Well, all around, man, that was just a bad, bad look. I mean, how many times are we going to say that was a bad look after Falcons games, man? But it just seems like when we think we've reached it, the worst of the worst, they still have more to give us. I don't know where to go as far as...
Or not give us.
Right, right. But... usually I would say let's go to what's the stats and look at the stats for the game, but here, let me see what
give us some stats.
You want to see some stats? All right,
what did Matt Ryan do?
We'll do a couple stats and then I'll do something else. Let's see.
Not the Michael Jordan cry face.
Oh, dude, I'm about to put him on blast. But
no, you didn't.
But not yet, though. Not yet. Let me get
too late. You already did.
No, I'm gonna get the right one up. Let's go over the stats and then we'll go back to that. All right, here we go. First stats. 3-43. Embarrassing. Thanks to Young Wei Koo, you know, we didn't get blown out. Let's look at these passing yards. Look at that shit, man. Look at that shit. 117 by Matt and 296 passing yards by Dak Prescott. Not acceptable for a veteran quarterback to allow a young guy to do that.
I wonder, though, how many times he got sacked and how many times he got hit, because I saw him down on the ground a couple of times.
I know. He did get sacked a few times, but he also threw two interceptions trying to make something happen, and Zach threw two TDs. Yeah.
Let's go. He's thrown a lot of interceptions this year and had a lot of fumbles this year.
Exactly. Rushing yards, you know. They had, Gilman had 15. And Pollard had 11, which is not too bad. So we have more rushing yards than they did. We have 55 total, and they had 42. Receiving yards, Mr. Cal Pitts had four receptions and 60 yards. And Lamb had 6 receptions with 94 yards and 2 TDs. Oh, let's see. Let's go on down here. Overall team, turnovers. Total yards, Atlanta had 214 total yards. Dallas had 431. We've had 3 turnovers. Dallas is 1. Time of possession, we had 22 minutes, 19 seconds. Over Dallas is 37 minutes and 41 seconds. And first downs, this is the kicker right here. We only had 11 first downs, and Dallas had 20 fucking 2.
They almost doubled us in time of possession, first downs, and another stat. Was it passing yards? I can't remember.
Yes. Yes.
Passing yards, I think it was.
And their first downs, man. McCarthy was just embarrassing us going for it. He didn't even go for it like 4 times on third downs. On fourth downs, I mean. Instead of kicking it, he went for it 4 times and got it every time.
Yeah.
That's
this. He did it multiple times. I didn't know he did it four times. That's embarrassing, man. Jeez.
That's embarrassing. That's Madden on easy. That's disrespecting your team.
I think it was like two or three times. I'm not sure if it was four, but like two or three times I know he did.
After the second time, I would have looked at my dudes and been like, all right, they ain't doing this again, dog. We like for real. Come on, y'all.
And I hate to say it.
They couldn't stop it.
You couldn't stop it, man. And that falls, I know it falls on personnel, but that also falls on your defensive coordinator. Let them disrespect you like that three times in a row at minimum. That's not good. That's just not good.
In my opinion, that sucks.
So those are the main stats. So let me go back to where I wanted to do. Let's really talk about this, about how embarrassing this playoffs was. Because we got to do the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to this team. It's because we love them. But I'm going to go to Twitter and let's just show what they had to say about this after the game. Of course, Aries, there's the crying Jordan face at halftime. And then here, let's go up here. Jalen went out, but let's start with what Arthur Smith had to say. He said, I didn't see anybody give up. You didn't. I did. He also didn't like the back and forth beefing during the kneel downs and addressed that with the team. I don't understand that. I didn't see that. But if he said it happened, it happened. When was the last time Jerry Jones has seen the Cowboys team play this well? I can't remember.
Playoffs?
Wow, that's pretty a good thing for Falcons fans to hear. Matt said it only counts as one loss. It's one big fucking ass loss, Matt.
Playoffs?
Let's see what Daron Harmon said. We knew they'd come out fired up after losing to Denver, and they did. Yeah, that's pretty much the understatement of the year, homie.
Playoffs?
And Mr. Grady said, we got whipped today. He never lied, Grady. I feel sorry for Grady. I tell you, I do.
Playoffs?
Foyer said, we're going to keep fighting to stay in the hunt. I want to win and stay in the hunt.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
Okay. Matt had his worst passer rating of his career. With the 4-3 beat down in Dallas. Oh, check this one out. We were out coached and outplayed.
Playoffs?
No fucking shit, bro. No fucking shit. I mean, yeah, you were way out coached.
That was from Captain Obvious.
Exactly. Quinn turns the Falcons inside out. The ex-coach who everybody was dogging trying to run out of town. Who's supposed to be this defensive guru, we thought. And he, you know, took us to the promised land, but then he couldn't do it again. And we thought he was washed up. He turned us inside out. First year away from this team. That's great.
Hey, you guys think another head coaching job? Thank you.
He has to keep this up before I think anybody would pick him up. I mean, if they continue to do what they're doing, he may have a chance. But I don't know. And Dante Fowler, you know, he made three tackles in his return. But I think this dude is definitely stealing money. From what I've heard recently, he's stealing money. He's making a little less than, what's his name? The one that jacked up Freeman year before last. Who's that guy?
Jacked up Freeman.
Remember he had Freeman jacked him up off his feet? By his, what was this?
I can't remember who that was. He picked him up off the ground like a little kid. Yeah. I can't remember who that was. Though.
But I tell you one thing, though, Dante Fowler would not be here next year.
No. Sure. Yeah, because he's stealing money, man. He's only making. Don't get me started. But anyway, Matt Ryan. We can go on and on with this, but. Long story short, man, look at this picture. DQ hugging him right in front of, you know, Arthur. This is at the beginning of the game, man. It's like, hey, you know what he's saying to him in his ear? He's like, you know I'm going to get that.
Destroy you.
Yeah. You know I'm going to get that ass. You know I'm getting that ass, right? You know that, right? That's exactly what he's saying, man. So, and he did it, man.
Y'all better be, you know, I'm ready for this ass.
Exactly. Get ready for this because I didn't, he's like, I don't forget.
Well, that being said, though, you know, Arthur did kind of know the whole kind of, you know, scheme of what goes on in Atlanta. So he did have a little bit of a cheat sheet.
He did. He did, man. We're going to talk about that, too. Well, first, let's do the injury report. Hoop, you got an injury? I mean, Hoop, Q, you have Hoop's injury report?
The injury report.
Yeah, so I just got the injuries. I don't know how long anyone's going to be out, but Patterson had an ankle injury. Jalen Hawkins also had an ankle injury. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Bullard had a concussion. Lee Smith, the tight end, had a back injury. Kendall Sheffield, the defensive back, had a hamstring injury. Mm. Darren Bates, the linebacker, had a groin injury. And Hayden Hurst, another tight end, also had an ankle injury.
Yeah.
Don't know how long any of these guys will be out, but I would assume obviously Bullard with the concussion won't be back next week. Bates with the groin injury, those are kind of tough to come back from.
Right.
But Lee Smith with that back injury might be back, and Patterson, Hawkins, and Hurst with the ankle injuries, you know, those things are kind of hit or miss, so, you know, they might be able to come back next week.
Okay. Well, just a little update on Patterson. He was spotted at practice today, and he was seen running through some drills. So that's a little hopeful. I don't think he's going to be ready for Thursday, but hopefully he won't miss another game outside of Thursday, you know?
With game time being so close, it's kind of it's a very short week.
Yeah.
He won't play Thursday, but then after that he's got 10 days to rest, so
right.
We'll see how that turns out.
Because we need him.
And then even after those 10 days to rest, you may not even have to play him, because after those 10 days, I think it's Jacksonville. I think, he might be able to pull up a Jacksonville win without him. I would hope so.
Right. Hope is the word.
Yeah.
All right, man. You listen to...
We're facing a quarterback the next 2 weeks, we're facing quarterbacks we've never seen before, so...
Yeah.
Here we go again. We'll see what happens.
Here we go again. Thanks, Q. That's a good segue into the next segment. Here we go again, man. I want to bring this up again. I know we kind of talked about it a little bit, either last week's show or week before that. With an embarrassing performance like that again... who do we blame with this, man? I mean, players? Is it players? Is it coaching?
It's personnel.
And I know, Aries, you said that before. And
yep.
To a degree.
I'm telling you, it's all personnel. We just don't have the personnel to run the offense and run the defense that we, that we need to.
And I hear that. And I do agree with that to a degree. But what do you pay coaches for?
Okay. Look at even the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost every game,
but they hung in there with the Rams, which is a team with a very good record, and then they tied.
But they still lost.
Yeah, but how
they haven't lost? They haven't lost every game. They tied one at least.
But how bad did they lose? Did they lose like by 40 points?
It's been a few times they've been blown out. Been a few times.
But there's been big time games they tried to show up for, like the Steelers and the Rams. So, everybody we beat has been teams with losing records for the most part.
Right. Teams that we should have won. So, I hear you with the
except for the Redskins.
Right.
We should have beat the Redskins, but, here they are, They have less wins than us, and we lost to them. So, who knows?
Yeah, if the games were closer, I would definitely put it all on the personnel, which I'm not saying I know we're struggling because, what Thomas left us with, what DQ left us with, that whole secondary is DQ's making. So, of course, he knew how to fucking play it and play against it. He just took them apart, man. But, it's just like, I know we have a new coach and I don't want to go away from Smith or Pease right now, but I'm just saying that when you get beat this bad, I don't know, man. I mean, it's both faults, but it's all going to fall back on coaching at the end of the day. Especially after what we've been through. We've been through coach after coach, after player after player, after everything. You know? And the last person that everyone else is trying to blame, you know, is our quarterback, but you can't really blame him totally. So I don't know.
I heard some people on radio said, well, if Calvin Ridley was there, I'm like, man, no, Calvin, no. It still would have been a...
Yeah.
We still would have got our ass handed to us. Calvin Ridley or no Calvin Ridley.
Well, and speaking of that, then, I mean, I know we had a little thing about just a scenario since we were doing good going in before going into this game that the playoffs really wasn't, you know, we didn't want to talk about it, but it was a little possibility if they kept the momentum going, but they're starting to regress yet again. I mean, at this point, forget playoffs. Can we even win our division?
I mean, we're still hanging in there.
That wasn't even an option. From the start of the season, it was all about the wild card.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be real.
Oh, yeah.
From the start of the season, it was about the wild card.
Things are looking different now because Tampa Bay is 6-3.
Right. Yeah. But we were sold, man, at the beginning of this season that this was a win-now team. It ain't looking like a win-now team now, you know. But, you know, we still have a lot more games to go, but, you know. They wouldn't say it was a rebuild. You know, they said, no, we're not trying to rebuild. We're just trying to retool and win now. I mean, does that still hold water?
I mean, we still got a lot of games to go, but we only got really got 8 games left.
It's not a rebuild until you look for a new quarterback.
Well, that's interesting.
It's a rebuild if Matt retires at the end of the season.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but he's not going. He's not going to.
He's not going to retire, but you know, I think whatever they decide to do with Matt, they really hope Terry Fontenot really can start over fresh with picking players on this team and getting people here, because our cap situation is a huge reason why we're in the situation that we're in. We can't afford to play the personnel that we need here, and then maybe we can't coach up the younger players that we're getting based off what we have going on. So you know, I just think we're gonna be sucking for a while, y'all. What y'all think?
I mean, I agree with it.
Most definitely.
I don't see any light. I don't think, you know, because we still got people signed next season, and you know, do they owe Matt any more money?
He restructured his deal, so I'm sure he's getting money, you know, in the long run.
So
that's usually how that kind of works. They stretch it out over more time.
So that means some hard decisions are going to have to be made again. Who do they cut now?
Restructured it for Julio's ass, and you know, what is Julio doing?
Yeah, that really put us in a pickle. Thanks, Thomas. Thanks a lot. So he's probably somewhere laughing on his mountain bike. So that's what you get for leaving, for firing my ass. Yeah, man, but I don't know, fellas. I mean, you know, we've been doing this for a while, and we, you know, we love the team overall, but we also try to keep it real as we can. You know, when they do good, we talk about it, but when they do bad, we definitely have to bring that to light. But it's like, we've been going through this for a long time, and I know there are other teams that have been going through it just as long or longer, man, but we need to win, man. We came real close once. We blew it. But we got to get back there. Like, soon.
Oh, getting back to a Super Bowl? Oh, yeah, no. That's probably 5-plus years away.
Well, at least the playoffs. At least that, you know?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's probably not that far away. That might even be doable this year, but you got to just turn things around.
Right.
you really got to turn things around. You got to look real hard at yourself after this Cowboys loss. And, you know, you got like 8 games remaining, you know, try to win 5 of them at least. That'd be, you know, nice.
Yeah. And Thursday, you know what? Thursday can help also tell you what you really have, you know, because pretty much the Cowboys did that. They got blown up by Denver. Well, not as bad as we did, but they got beat real bad by Denver. And they took it out on us.
They got destroyed by Denver. The 16 points they ended up with was trash points. They it was 30-0 at the end of the third quarter.
Trash points.
They got dragged by Denver.
Exactly.
But they put up some garbage points.
They put up garbage points at the end.
Oh, okay. What was our garbage points at the end of this game? That's what I was wondering.
Right. Good question. We didn't have garbage points. That's how bad it is. We didn't even have garbage points. Unless you count Kuz's field goal kick. We didn't even have that.
That was early on. That's, right. That wasn't a garbage
point. Exactly.
Because Dallas kept their starters in.
Of course.
Denver didn't.
Well, you know, that's true. That's true. But still, it was an embarrassing game for Dallas. And so they took it out on us. So you think we can turn around and take it out on the Patriots?
I hope so.
Bill Belichick. We'll see.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, fellas, I don't really have a lot of hope that we can. I think if we do win it, it'll be barely. But I don't think we'll come back and dominate in this short of a turnaround, and especially with all the injuries we have. And we're relying on, you know, a lot of these guys to step up and stuff. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, you know. Hopefully they're getting cursed out by some of the coaches, you know. I would love to have Keith Smith back cursing them all out. I can hear him now, you know.
The game don't mean enough to you. And that's very fucking apparent. Come in here, go out there, play like shit. Now the shit was coached the right way. The hell is this? Look at this crap. You kidding me? That's one man talking to another man. I'm not in the bathroom talking behind your back, talking about I'm a man. I'm coming to talk right in your face, and I'm telling you, do it the way I tell you to do it.
But who knows? But yeah, man. I mean, you know.
Hey, let's forget about this Falcons game. The Falcons game sucked. Let's talk about something better. Did y'all see that they're doing Hard Knocks in the season?
What's that?
They're doing Hard Knocks in the middle of the season, which they've never done before.
With the Colts.
Oh, I was going to ask. They're doing with the Falcons. That'll be an interesting episode.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
Well, for us, it wouldn't be, but you know, that's
no. It'd be funny, all right. It'd be like watching the Three Stooges.
Yeah, but that's
especially when they watch a game tape of that Cowboys game. I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, we'll definitely check that out. When is it? The first episode air? Do you know?
I don't know. I have to send it out.
From what I heard, it was Wednesday. The first episode is Wednesday.
All right.
So tomorrow on HBO Max.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe we can talk about it after the next game. But all right. Well, before we move on, we're gonna do like the Falcons, man. Hopefully, they can put this ass whooping in the back and look forward to Thursday. And our Thursday night game, and you fellas got any plans for that? For Thursday night?
No, I'm just gonna sit at home, watch the game, have a beer or two, dry my sorrows.
You sound defeated, Aries.
Same here, man. Sit at home and watch it. I got to work on Friday, so I'll probably watch the first 3 quarters, and then if the Falcons ain't doing anything, it's night night for me.
I hear you. I'm going to watch it outside, man. I got a projector going. Going to have a fire pit going. Maybe put some stuff on the green egg, man. I might even video a little bit of it and put it up on our YouTube site, which y'all should check out our What's Up Falcons YouTube site. We'll start putting up little quick 1-minute videos about team updates and just any kind of thing. So maybe I'll do that for Thursday. And if you fellas want to jump in on something, let me know, and I'll put it all up there.
Interesting. You know? Hoping to get some OJ stuff going on soon from his Twitter world.
Oh yeah, the juice. I'm just saying. All right, fellas. Well, we'll move on then. Let's go around the league. Anything interesting happen around the league outside of Tom Brady getting beat down by Washington?
Well, it looks like Kansas City kind of found their rhythm.
Oh. They played, who did they play?
The Raiders.
Oh, Raider Nation. Okay. Well, yeah, but Raiders have their own issues.
Am I right, Aries? It was the Raiders, right, Aries?
The Kansas City, yeah, Kansas City beat the Raiders.
That was the Sunday night game, yeah. Kansas City looked like they were back in the form again.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore Ravens, I don't know what's going on with Lamar, but they lost last Thursday, so...
Hmm.
You know, I think it's up for anybody, man. Arizona Cardinals took an L this weekend, too, right, Aries?
Yeah. I mean, that's only because they didn't have Kyra Murray, D-Hop, A.J. White. So, I mean, half their stars were gone.
Right.
So...
Hmm.
Russell Wilson made his comeback. Took an L in it.
Who's playing Sunday night? I know it was San Francisco. San Francisco and...
Monday. It was San Fran and the Rams.
The Rams, right. That's right. That's right.
San Fran just went to town.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we don't stand a chance this season, y'all. We don't stand a chance, but... Interesting.
With those four wins, I mean, you're still in there. Who has the most wins in the league right now? Arizona with seven?
Yeah, because they just recently lost.
They just lost another one, so right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you might can pick up a wild card. You might can.
I don't know.
I don't think you're going to win the division. I think Tampa's going to figure it all out and win the division.
Right.
And at this point, with the way Cam was looking and the excitement he brought back, Carolina might start playing, especially now they got McCaffrey back too.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina might start playing better, and you know, they might even that might be the team you have to worry about stealing your wild card spot.
Yeah,
I'm very curious to see what it's going to do.
All right.
I'll be watching them this Sunday.
All right, definitely got to keep an eye out on that, man. And you're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. All right, guys, prediction Thursday night. We're facing Belichick. We're going to really see what kind of team we have. You go first. What are you thinking?
You beat Sean Payton, but you're not going to beat Bill Belichick. I'm going to go Patriots.
What about you, Aries?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping Atlanta wins, but I'm going to have to go with Q, man, and pick the Patriots on this one, man.
And we're playing at home, right?
Yes.
Do you fellas realize we have not won one home game yet this season? Not one.
Well, spoiler alert.
So all of our wins have been on the road?
Yes.
Let's see. We beat Miami on the road. Well, we won in London.
That's not home.
A home game for us.
That's not home.
Yeah, that was. Yeah,
technically, true. That's not home.
Wow. Yeah. So yeah. All right. Then yeah. I'm going with the Patriots. Yep.
Yeah. After what I saw, man. I hate to say it, man, but yeah, I got it wrong with the Patriots too on this. I don't want to, but I got to.
Man, when was the last time we all went against the Falcons, or even all just went with the same team?
I know, man.
I think we did at one point. I think the Tampa Bay game, we were all like, yeah, Tampa's going to.
It comes a time, man, where, you know, no matter how much you love a team, man, you got to keep it real sometimes where you're just like, yeah.
You don't want to look silly like you don't know what you're not. You
right.
You know, look like you don't know what you're talking about.
You don't want to sound like a MAGA. Where is it? It's fucking candy clouds and chocolate mountains and peanut butter in my ass and shit. Life ain't like that. Not at all. And yes, I did say peanut butter in my ass.
Yeah. All right. Pause. Super.
And you're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast.
Thanks, Q. I'm gonna have to record that. Put that on our recordings.
That's rocking the house with peanut butter in my ass.
Peanut butter in my ass. Don't tell Sammy Social Lake.
Neighborhood of dogs chasing them around.
Exactly. Yep.
And Q comes over with the jelly.
Oh. Oh. See, there's always one person that takes shit way too far. Way too far. Oh, speaking of Aries. I like your Falcons gear, man. You posted on Twitter with your Falcons mask and stuff, man.
Oh yeah, man.
That was cool. I was gonna get that same mask too, man. That was cool.
Yeah, I figured they were wearing the black jerseys today. So that day, so I threw on my black jersey. So I think they're wearing the Rush jerseys, the one that are half red, half black.
Oh, really? For Thursday?
Yeah, that's what I think. I'm not sure though, but you know. No, matter of fact, it's the old school jerseys. That's right. It's the old school.
That's what I was gonna say, because I saw on the Falcons Twitter they had the old logo with the eyes looking at it. Yeah, so. But hopefully that'll give them luck.
That's not gonna give them luck. That's not gonna help.
If I go get one of those OJ masks and wear it around the state of Georgia, I'll get my ass kicked or not? What do you think?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I don't know anymore, man. I don't know. It depends on where you go, I guess, Q.
If you look at his Twitter page, America loves him.
Exactly. He's yours truly. Well, part of America loves him.
I'm just saying.
All right, man.
Hey,
well,
we do need to. Hey, Rock, we do need to because every Thursday or Friday he does his predictions for the fantasy people and just kind of gives them a little whatever. Mm-hmm. We do need to play it on one of the next shows and just see how he did.
Okay.
Or if we can do something where we can listen to it ahead of time.
When does he put it out
on a Thursday?
Okay.
I think he puts it out on a Thursday. If we could pick it up on a Thursday and somehow go ahead and record something real quick that we can put into the back end of the show. I don't know how we can pull it off. But I would like to see how OJ did compared to, you know.
No, I'm cool with that, man. If somebody's available, we can do like, you know, a quick.
I'll make myself available for that.
All right, that's cool. We can do that, man.
Along with a shitload of jokes. Well, murder jokes, of course. Well, no, murder jokes. How funny they are nowadays, but.
Exactly right. It's a lot of murder going on nowadays, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got a little one in fucking Wisconsin trying to get off, but we're not going to go that route.
I hope he gets that book thrown at him tomorrow.
I know he shouldn't.
All because I saw him last week crying and no tears were coming out.
Exactly. Long story short, he should have kept his fat ass at home. All right, and you listen to him.
Oh, Barney Fife walking around. Somebody was there to help.
Yeah. We ain't gonna get into all that, but all right, fellas, I want to thank everybody for checking us out here at the What's Up Falcons podcast. Don't forget to hit us up at Twitter at whatsupfalcons.com.
On that note,
go ahead, Aries. What you got something to say?
I'm just saying.
Well, they got the National Guard there in case everybody starts rioting. I'm like, what's there to riot about? He gonna get found guilty. He killed white people, not black people. They're privileged asses. He gonna be he gonna get the book thrown at him. And he killed some black people. He might get off.
I'm not convinced he's gonna get the book thrown at him.
He killed white people.
I'm not convinced though, Q. Ooh. Because that judge is
gonna convict him on some lesser charges.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys been watching.
Banging his mom or something.
Well, that judge, that judge's last name is Schroeder. Guess who bailed Kyle out when he went to jail that night?
Schroeder.
Who?
Ricky Schroeder.
Well, Ricky Schroeder's been walking around doing crazy stuff and anti-COVID for a while, though. But
rumors is
there a relation?
That's what the rumors are, but I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but those are the rumors.
It's a jury trial, so, you know, it's the people. The people.
Yeah. But we'll see with that. They're going to come back tomorrow at 9, and we see what happens then. You know, they got the National Guard on standby.
Yeah, but that judge is going to be the one that does the sentence. So if he's like, you know, community service or something like that, I say we go to Wisconsin and go buck wild.
Well, I'll root him on here. I go out in my fire pit in the backyard and put some shit in there and set it on fire. Burn it up! Burn it all up! But,
all right, we got to end this before my phone battery dies.
All right, fellas.
Like, what are they talking about?
All right, we're going to wrap.
We do a social mess show. Social mess show.
Yeah, we do. We do, because social mess has been a big mess on Twitter. Let me straight up tell you. They've been attacking folks.
Yeah, talking about
MAGAs left and right on the internet. But we'll put a show out. Yeah. I'm kind of scared to put a show out. Of the shit that they've been saying on social mess on Twitter.
We can't be. What did you learn from Dave Chappelle? Don't be scared.
All right, well, fellas, if that's all anybody has to say, we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up.
That's it for me.
All right.
That's it for me too, man. I'll talk to you guys week after next. I'm gone next week for the holidays. Y'all week after next.
All right. Cool, cool.
All righty.
All right, guys. Peace.
Peace.
Playing the latest episode. What's Up Falcons?
Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at armchairallamericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.